number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What's up, party people? It's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live, and yes, I'm wearing the same clothes I had on yesterday because yesterday is still today. That's right. We're currently doing this show, recording this show for tomorrow, and I could act like it was something, but I was like, you know what? Why lie? You know what I mean? Why lie to the people? But what I do have is a great show for lined up for you. Good friends of mine joining me today. President of the Snapback Club. She's fresh off the baby and looking fly. Her pictures are outstanding. She's here with us today. She's not a comedian. She's absolutely a poet, but she's funny. And she's a super talent, man. I had the pleasure of working with her many times. Welcome to the show, Miss Mother, the creator.
Hey. Thank you for telling them I'm funny. Thank you.
Hey, you are funny, and you can do so many different things really well. Talk to me about this, Mother. Your latest pictures are stellar. You just had a baby. How do you snap back so easy? So I don't know if it's been easy, but did you actively make yourself look great again?
We are 2 years out, and I worked my butt off for a few months, and then I just started being good to myself. Like,
wow.
For real, I just started being good to myself, eating right, kickboxing, yoga. I ain't always
teaching young people track.
Yeah, coaching track. And then I found a great waist trainer. How about that?
I need two of those.
They make them. You can get with muscles too. You can get a six-pack.
They have waist trainers with muscles?
They do. Like six-packs and like the man chest, chesticles. I don't know what they're called.
Chesticles. Oh, God. I don't know if I want to be a part of that. Also, join us today, one of my oldest and dearest friends, man. We've been in this comedy game for many, many years. She's a winner and on so many levels. Welcome to the stage, the Angel Gaines. What's up, Angel Gaines?
Boy, I tell you, this is a little thing. Somebody call you a winner? Yes. You know,
that feel good, right? Thing.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you don't know what people be going through, man. And it just be the little thing. I am a winner. When you said that, I was like, I am a winner.
You're a winner, man. And that's not just arbitrary. We're not just saying it. You actually won on a game show.
I won a car on Let's Make a Deal.
You won a freaking car. And you had to have the balls to bet for the car.
Rodney. And it's gone.
The car is gone. Wait a minute. Where the car at?
The car was one of those Hyundais that got because it's only take a USB to steal it. They stole my car at the airport.
Really?
What?
At the airport parking, like one of those parking ride type places. I got back. I was walking around that thing 45 minutes because, you know, it take you a while. I didn't realize how long it take your brain to realize that something is stolen. It takes a long time.
You was walking around going, I know I parked right here.
I was like, maybe I moved it. Okay, maybe, like, your brain refuses to be like, they stole your car. You know what I mean?
Get out. Did you have some type of low jack on it where you could track it?
I did not. And what's crazy is, even if they do, police officers are like, you know, you can't go near it. You have to wait till they try to find it, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so... it is what it is. But that's why I tell people all the time, like, you win a car, make sure you get full coverage because you never know what's going
get out of here. Angel Gaines in the building. Hey, but you know what I always say, Angel? When you go do stuff, that stuff will end up in your show. And I tell me about that. Like, what's the jokes? What's the jokes about winning the car and then having it stolen?
So now it's like I love pumping up the audience. You know, I love how you deflate them. Once you get them like, you know, I won a car, they're like, yay. I was like, and it was, you know, a brand new one, yay. And they stole it. They're like,
Yo, hey, you've had some internal relationship. You had some real relationship stuff dealt with over the years, man.
Mother, let me tell you something, Mother the Creator. You looking at a true survivor. You know what I mean? Because I don't think a lot of people talk about narcissistic abusive relationships enough.
Okay.
Mama
just took a deep breath on that one.
Because let me just tell you what's so interesting, Rodney. Two things I learned. One is that narcissistic abusive relationships.
What does that mean? What is a narcissist?
Okay, so.
I'm one of those.
A little bit. Oh. I think anybody in entertainment is a little bit.
Yeah, okay. I'd rather not answer that because I'd rather them look it up. You know what I'm saying? We can look it up right now. I don't want to give my own, you know, I'm a school teacher, Rodney. I don't like.
Hey, Siri, what's a narcissist?
I love it. Miss Gaines.
Self-centered, antagonistic personality gain? Style characterized as having an excessive preoccupation with one's own needs at the expense of others. I guess that's the operative word, at the expense of others. Yes. I mean, I think you have to be self-centered to be an entertainer.
Rodney, I think it's a difference between being self-centered and a sociopath. You know what I mean? Like
that's a whole nother thing. You either narcissist or a sociopath, right? Or both?
They tend to borderline. That's why they start going into borderline disorder. But let's not do the semantics. Let's get to narcissistic abuse.
Get to it, baby. Get to it. Educate us. Okay.
Because let me just say this: they're hard to tell people that you're in it because they triangulate you. They make you feel like, you know, everybody around you, all of your support. Is something wrong? There's a lot of grooming that goes into it, a lot of brainwashing. And so they do things in a very covert way. So when you're trying to tell someone like, you know, I don't feel, something doesn't feel right in this relationship. And then you start telling the story, it sounds normal. But because they do hiding in plain sight and they want to have the reputation of being the nicest or the most helpful or what have you, you're not able to see it. And so many people, when they tell their stories about different abuse and, you know, all that good stuff, it's usually down to that because it's hard to talk about. But you remember I was crying to you all the time. And you told me, you said, Angel, this is going to be real funny one day.
But how do like us as men who get labeled with these words, how do we become better people?
Okay, well let me just say this. It can be a man or a woman.
Okay.
There are men, I know men who have who's definitely, you know, survivors of this type of relationship. Yeah. So I can say this. I don't know how we can change narcissists. But I can say, you know, be more accountable for how I participated. Like I keep my side of the street clean. I participated in it. So it's not like, you have to own your part. Like my part is I participated. For whatever reason, I can only fix what's on this side, right? So I had to learn to set better boundaries. I had to learn how to speak up for myself. I had to learn to, you know, that happiness does not lie, you know, within somebody else. It's always within me. I make myself happy. I make myself full. And then I share that with someone else. I don't.
Joining us on the show, Mother the Creator, The Angel Gaines, and also comedian Miss Sherelle is in the building. What's up, Sherelle? How are you?
Hi. Hi, queens. Hi, king.
Hi.
Hey, sis, how are you? Let's talk about this. The whole concept of narcissism has come up as we start the show. And mother, have you had an opportunity to deal with people like this?
I married one.
Did, now, did you know? Because, I mean, people don't change, do they?
No. I did not know. I didn't know until I was so far in and I was trying to figure out what happened to me and where did I go?
Yeah.
Like, and what, like, where's my voice? Where is this person? And therapy, you know? Yeah. Like, but you asked what you all could do. Just go to therapy. Go to therapy and figure out the root of why you feel like it's you against the world.
You know? But it is me against the world, isn't it?
No. But you need people. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You need people and your relationship.
You know, I'm completely guilty of this, guys. I'm going to be completely transparent with y'all today. I'm guilty of going for my own goals at all costs. And that must be wrong, Sherelle. Am I losing my mind or am I a horrible person?
You're not a horrible person, but you definitely are crazy. I'm just chiming in, but I wanted to figure out. I was with a narcissist a couple of times and they were all cancer men, so I wanted to figure out what in me was attracting that type of person. So I definitely had two therapists to help me figure that out, and I'm currently still seeing my therapist. I only have one now because, you know, it's costly.
But we be self-centered? Like, shouldn't we be like people that are successful are always singularly focused, right?
You need to be able to have a survival of the fittest mentality. Yes, yes, it's beneficial. However, when it becomes at the expense of those closest to you, they become the sacrificial component to your roadmap to success. That's when it's a problem. Mine were
That's
all
when
Leo,
it's a problem. It's
real. Mine were all lion ass Leos.
I mean, Ooh. Bless your soul, because it's hard to deal with a Leo.
All three of my baby daddies are Leos.
I mean, you like what you like.
I do like. I don't mind a cancer man. Granted, that's my, you know, my zodiac, you know, we're compatible, Scorpios and Cancers. But you just have to, he has to come healed.
That part.
Right. But at what point, like you said, do you look at your own, around your own front door and be like, yo, I like these toxic guys. Like, guys finish last.
I would say this: you don't know that they're toxic until you can't breathe.
Yeah.
You don't know. They appear very supportive and helpful and welcoming. Your parents like them. They're groomers,
but
they're professionals.
If I may, I will say this. I had to do some deep sea diving and I had to admit that I am a little bit narcissistic, right? That's why I kept attracting them. That's why I keep attracting them, right? Mm-hmm. So in understanding how a narcissist is created when you got two parents, one child, when the child is not getting all of their needs met solely, right? But then you look at the landscape of everything, right? We were called latchkey kids, right? Mm-hmm. We can call it what it is. Occupational orphans, right? These are people who are raising themselves. You an educator, Miss Gaines. Shout out to you, right? I just entered the TAP program here in Clayton County. But anyway, so occupational orphans. So parents working so hard that they're trying to provide the lifestyle that they don't get the opportunity to spend the time raising the child. Mm-hmm. So a lot of kids are raising themselves and growing up with these traits of narcissism. But then it has to be somebody that's going to stand up and not shrink themselves and say, hold up, wait a minute, boom, boundary.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, bring up a great point, mother. Mm-hmm. Let's shift a little bit. Let's talk about having multiple children. can those of us that have, I have six children. Is it impossible for me to give my children all of me? And do they require all of me?
Every child is different. And every child, even though you have the same two parents, your experience of your parents are going to be vastly different. Very like, true. For example, I always tease, you know, I'm the youngest. I have two brothers and a sister. I always say I had the rich parents and they had the poor parents. I started, right. You know, when I came up, you know, I was in private school. When my brothers and them came up, they were eating bologna sandwiches. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know their experience because my parents didn't have enough.
And if you ask them, they'll probably say you had it made.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But my rebuttal then is, but I had all the pressure. I had to go to college. I had to be this. I had to be that. I had all the pressure. So you had options, you know?
Because of you.
Which part?
I said they had options because of you.
Oh, no, I was saying they had options because during that time, my parents, you know, they were like, you know, you want to go, you can go. You don't have to go. Yeah,
there wasn't no pressure.
Right. I'm 11 years apart from my youngest brother. So that's how big the gap is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. Tune in to Roddy Perry Live. We talked to some great ladies today. Mother the Creator is in the building. Miss Sherelle Pierce. I don't know if I can say her whole government. I'm my bad. And the Angel Gang. How about this, ladies? Let's talk about plastic surgery. We mentioned Mother got the young snapback. She spent 2 years in the gym getting herself together. But
yes. She said no.
No, I didn't. I'm not going to claim that. Okay. I got good genes, too.
Genetics helped. Genetics definitely helped.
It was a little depression in there. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute.
Hey, she was on a narcissistic abuse diet.
Hey. In an era where the mommy makeover is prevalent and, you know, there's so much pressure for the us entertainment to look a certain way, is that a viable option? What's your thoughts, Sherelle?
In the entertainment world, yes. See, living out here, when I moved out here to LA, I thought it was sweet. It's not sweet. There's no in-betweens. You either ugly or you cute. You're fat or you're skinny, no in-betweens. You're either rich or you're poor, no in-betweens here. And so being in Hollywood, there are no in-betweens. And I mean, it's a bonus for me to live out here because it makes me go harder to take better care of myself, working out, eating healthy. But this industry here is ferocious. If you don't have your shift together, man, it can break you. It could break you mentally. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely in this industry, you have to look a certain way. They want you to look a certain way. I auditioned for, you know, commercials and things, roles and stuff. And when I see who get the part, and I'm like, that's who got the part? That motherfucker ugly. Or that's who got the part? Damn, she beautiful as hell. You know what I'm saying? But it is no in-betweens. You can't have a daddy face. And that's acceptable. If you're gonna have a daddy face all the way around. You just get
all my daddy daughters face. Look like me. My daughters got daddy faces.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, but your daughters have a beautiful daddy face. They're so melanin, you know. So you just it's just like there's no in-betweens here, you know. So I see why now when you want in LA, if whatever you want, it's available. If you wanna be taller, it's available here. You know,
right.
They'll give you some extra needs.
I think plastic surgery is okay. It's just the reasons why got to make sense. Like if you're doing it for your own, you know, to make you feel better. But
for
you know,
you.
I think it's yes. Also people that are obsessed. Like to me, plastic surgery becomes like a tattoo. People are getting more and more work just to keep up.
And not just women. It's men, too. Mm-hmm. I've gone to lymphatic massages and this person has male clients that's in the industry that
what are guys getting done, Sherelle? What are they getting done?
Man, they getting the mommy makeovers too. I guess it's called the daddy makeovers, the lipo 360. They doing it all.
They getting their pecs done, they getting taller, they getting abs.
They getting their receiving hairline. They getting it pushed forward when it starts receiving back. Man, they doing it all. If you got the breed, you can look how you can look like whatever you want to look like.
Hey, you know, me and Sherelle talk offline all the time, and it's the people that we know that done got some work done, and you never trip, but they all of a sudden in shape, and you be like, when your ass get, I know your ass was fat like me.
You know, yes. The thing is, I'm not doing any of it because I don't want to do something thinking that I'm getting a style, and then they change the style, and now all of a sudden wide noses, and I can't get my nose back.
You can't get your nose back. You once you cut on your nose, your nose is cut.
So I'm just going to ride my face until it comes in style.
Hey, I'm not mad at that. Remember that girl from Dirty Dancing?
Yup.
Oh, yeah, baby.
She cut on her nose and they made her like a regular old white girl and she never worked again.
And you know, Miss Sherelle, I understand your, because you know I live in LA too, and I understand your point of view. I think I just am fortunate that I found my lane, because when I get my audition, you know, I get on the bells, I book, and it's like a woman who is exactly like me. It'll be an overweight woman trying to show you how to do Ozempic shots and stuff like that.
Hey, so, why you playing Ozempic is the new hot thing. Have y'all heard about this?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Ozempic, those commercials. Ozempic. Ozempic is a new thing in LA that people are taking to lose weight.
All around the world. Yeah.
The occupational hazard of Ozempic is you lose weight when you take these pills.
Well, dude, what size?
Come to me. They be whispering. They be like, "Hey, man, I got that Ozempic."
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you just can't do no cocaine. You could just do some cocaine.
I think you got too many residual effects on that.
You don't want to do the cocaine.
Because yeah. I'm getting offered the cocaine. Like, hey, you like the party? And I was so mad because I didn't. Nobody tell me. Not Rodney Perry. You could have told me. Do you like the party? Meant cocaine. Because, you know me, I'm like, oh, don't threaten me.
I don't know what you like the party mean. If somebody, I'd be like, hell yeah, I like the party. I don't know the answer.
I said, hell yeah, I like the party. And next thing I know, it was coming around, baby. It was going down. I was like, oh, that type of party. No, not right now.
I can't imagine people still doing cocaine and crack, but every day there's a new crackhead. And we talked about this morning on the show. People, there are new people that are getting involved with drugs every day, despite the press on drugs, man. It's like, are you crazy?
Well, to me, I feel like the emergency room offer it to you first and get you hooked. Because I just got out the hospital yesterday. And the first thing, I told them I had pain in my back, and they shoot me with some Percocet.
Oh.
You know,
yeah, that's pain. That's for pain. You say you got pain. I want to get you out of pain.
Huh?
If you say you have pain, they want, that's their goal, to get you out of pain.
But the Percocet and the Flexerol and the Toradol, all three mixed together, had me around here feeling very, like a clucker. You know, I was just like nodding and mid conversations with people, like, you know, I did not like, I was down for 2 days.
Mm.
Wow. So it was like, now don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna even hold you. It was a beautiful high at first. Like,
was it?
Oh, okay. You know, but then I was like, shake it off. They trying to get you. Because they didn't gave me a prescription for the shit. And I was like, I'm not getting this pill.
Hey, let me ask you guys this, because I had this conversation with a friend of mine last week. Do you deal with anxiety? If so, how do you cope with it?
Yes, anxiety is natural. You're supposed to have a certain level of anxiety. It doesn't become an issue until it starts debilitating you.
Right.
Yeah.
Sherelle?
When did anxiety start? Because I never heard about anxiety growing up. You know, and I don't feel like I experience it now. You know,
our parents didn't rest on those ideas. Mother, what's your thought?
I just don't think that we were educated on it well enough. You
okay.
know what I I think now we have access to education and kids are educating us as well. You know what I mean? Because they picking up on it quick. But we've always seen anxiety. You see anxiety in little black girls with bad attitudes. It's not the attitude. That's the way that their anxiety presents. Like she got attitude, or like they're uptight. You ever seen somebody or like a mom who's getting ready to go out with their kids? Oh, their anxiety is fussing. You know what I mean? That's anxiety.
Wow.
It's just how it presents itself. You know what I'm saying? My anxiety, I have it a lot less frequently now, because I've just been getting in tune with myself. I've been leaning into my bullshit a whole lot more. I've been examining triggers, but you know, you can't just be like, "Oh, I'm triggered." Nah, you got to figure out first why, and then settle down and remind yourself that you're good. Like, but there's good anxiety too. Like that anxiety you get before you get on stage that makes you have like them amazing shows. Mm-hmm. That's good anxiety. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's I thought that was just my muscles relaxing. I just go to the bathroom.
And I can say this, being black in America,
anxiety is having the shit.
I would say too, mama, being black in America is anxiety. Like, you know, when the police comes behind me in the traffic, you know, when they're following you in the store.
Do you worry about the Angel Games? I don't worry about the police. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I do not worry about the police.
You really think every one of them that they beat the hell out of wasn't law-abiding citizens?
No. I hear you, but I don't worry about that. That's not something that gives me angst.
I'm against the disciples, so I really don't worry about the police. I'm against the disciple from Chicago.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, we talked about plastic surgery. There's a plastic surgeon that's been banned from practicing medicine after live streaming procedures on TikTok. Like, is this a violation? If you go in to get a procedure, a breast enhancement, breast reduction, and you look up and see your nipple on TikTok.
Don't you sign releases for that stuff, though?
Maybe
I would imagine you would have to. But this lady is viral because of these surgeries.
I'm not ashamed to say, or, you know, I've had a tummy tuck. I've had a breast reduction. Breast reduction was done in 2007 before you were seeing all of this plastic surgery or anything. And it was a health condition for me because I had a very large chest for my size and height. And so that, you know, but the tummy tuck.
They came back though, didn't they?
Yeah, and when I gain weight, they come back. Yes, but they're more perky. You know, they sit up. The nipple is there because they take the nipple off of you and they move it up.
Do you lose any sensitivity?
Yes, I don't feel. And it's been so long, but I still don't feel up under here. I still can't feel up under there, but it's still numb. And I've had a tummy tuck. And
so did the doctor like sever those nerves? I mean, what about the nipple? I mean, I'm all in your business.
The nipple
sensitivity.
It's very sensitive. Okay. One nipple took a long time to even, you know, get any type of sensation. I had my guy was sucking on my nipple one morning and I would just sleep. And this messed with him because he thought that I just went into him like that. I couldn't feel that nigga sucking on the nipple. I'm asleep. So he just like, she not moving at all. You know, no, nigga, that nipple don't have no type of sensation. It's numb. It's dead. You know, but, you know, the tummy tuck after having four children, it was a must. I did it for myself because I got tired of low, you know, it was either going to go to professionals or cut my own shit off and run to the emergency room and let them sew me up. That's how bad it was. Just, I wanted to show off my sexy ass panties. I kept buying sexy panties and my stomach was covering. It's like, I'm spending all this money on these beautiful panties. Nobody can see. I can't even see them. So it was for me, you know, but when you go on to do what you see on social media, they exploit it so much, expose us to it so much. People getting larger lips. They can change their face structure, higher cheekbones, pull their eyes tighter. you know, it's so much. They can have cheerleader arms, you know, where you this part doesn't even exist. It's skinny. They're called cheerleader arms. Oh, it's so much.
I've never heard of that.
You can get a Gap now. You can get the inner Gap.
You can't buy a Gap. You're either born with a Gap or you're not.
You can buy a Gap.
I thought about it strong after my last son. I thought about it strong.
You thought about what?
Getting plastic surgery.
Really?
Yeah, I thought about getting a mommy makeover. Somebody I knew had just had it, and I was like, man, like, that's the life. And what it came down to, though, I was small, but, like, my breasts were empty. Like, my body wasn't my body no more. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. After five children, like, it turns on you. You
know what I mean? So, how about that?
And I was also in my postpartum depression season. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. My insecurities were playing on me heavy, and I thought about it. I started, you know, saving a little, putting a little bit to the side. Like, I thought about it, mm-hmm. And then again, I started doing right by my body, and then my boobs filled up, and I was like, okay, I didn't know that was gonna happen. You know, like, side effect of being happy. The weight started kind of falling where it was supposed to fall. And then I'm telling you, I found this waist trainer and I was like, fuck it.
Yeah. I'm not against it. People who want to enhance, you know, for themselves to make them feel better, but it's about where you're going to get it. Because some of those places in Miami, they dump you out in the back. It's like a meat market. Oh, they get you in. They have 100 and some women ready to go for surgery. Then dump you out. I'm telling you, nigga, I was dumped out in the back door, still asleep, okay? In a wheelchair, still knocked out. And they picking me up to put me up in this vehicle, you know, and didn't care about nothing. You know, even
now, Ms. Sherelle, you did something interesting that people aren't doing nowadays. You stayed in America. People are leaving the country to get some of these surgeries done. Talk to me about your choice to get your work done here in America.
Well, one, I wanted to pay for my caregiver to come with me, her flight, you know, her meals and everything, take care of her stay, which was going to require 10 days. I can afford to pay for that shit out of the country. I would have rather wanted to go out of the country because those are more, you know, they're trained more. These doctors here, they're just getting a certificate, really don't know what the F they're doing. You know what I'm saying? They just want to, you know, get the certificate and make the money. But you have the doctors over there in other countries, they're really trained. This is what they do. They have
experience. So you're saying you can get better care out of the United States?
I feel like you can get the procedure done better and better care, the procedure done, all of that. It's just that if something happened to you, you out the country. That's the only thing. You know, I don't think you can sue or anything like that. And what I wanted, it was just a tummy tuck. Yeah, I can go to Miami and get that done. That's nothing.
Right. I mean, we've seen some horror stories with, like, people like Kanye's mom and different women like that. Angel Gaines, is that something that would deter you from ever even considering this?
I'm going to tell you what I'm considering. With my body, you know, I got a good, nice-sized belly. I have no children, and I love this trend where pregnant women are showing their belly, and I'm just waiting on non-pregnant women to you know what I'm saying? Have you seen Rihanna?
Oh, they doing it. They doing
I can look like that in the Rihanna outfit. So what I'm saying is, can y'all normalize me looking like that without being with child?
Yeah, they doing it. Some
Savage Fenty.
They doing it.
Okay. Look at Rocky's face.
Look at all those Fenty, Rihanna models.
Yeah, but people gonna ask you when you do. You know it's I'm saying.
You know what? I never asked that. I've been wrong on that so many times. Let me ask y'all this, ladies. What's your pet peeve? All this pressure on women to be beautiful. What's your pet peeve that dudes get to walk around fat and horrible bodies and nobody say nothing? I mean, like, what is your must have with a guy?
Good question. A must have with a guy.
Like at a glance, what would you prefer?
Well, Roddy, you know, I'm very attracted to nerds. I'm so mental that the physical is not really the thing.
So like, would you consider yourself a sapiosexual?
Yes, for sure.
Really? Yes, but yes. You can't see their brains at the outset when you first glance at them.
Yes, you can, because, you know, well, first of all, the first glance don't bring me in. It's not until I talk. It's not until you tell me something.
Really?
So if I had a pet peeve, it would be that guys get away with being ignorant. Guys get away so quick with saying ignorant stuff, doing ignorant stuff. People just dismiss it as, oh, they're a comedian or they're funny or they're... But no, it's ignorant. They said a lot of ignorant stuff. So that's dumbass.
Hey, what's your at a glance that'll get you 100% of the time, Ms. Sherelle?
You know... You know, I would prefer athletic built or somebody who loves to work out, but I like me a healthy nigga. I don't mind me a little, you know, a little extra, you know, love handles and a little stomach, you know. I know this I know he like to eat and I like to cook. So, you know, I don't mind, you know, long as he treats me good, you know, we can work out together and get it down. I'm here for him. I'm very supportive. I'm not really into all this nigga can't be. Now, if he's sitting up here 300 tons or whatever you call it, yeah, that's a problem for me, because ain't no way this nigga gonna love me if he don't love himself like that. He's sitting up there.
How about that?
So, yeah, but I mean, like a little love handles, a little stomach, you know, I'm cool with that. I don't want him to be all sexy like that, because then, you know, that you know, turns
you gotta
into
fight
a
every night to prove your love.
And I don't like to be in no trouble, Rodney. Every day I'll have to fight to prove my love. Now, if I gotta go and get this nigga now, because I keep thinking that I gotta go get my nigga, he's somewhere over in another country. And he come back, he knows.
Wow, how about that?
He cannot F up like that with, you know, cheating on me, because his ass is gonna go back. But you know,
if I find you on 90 Day Fiance, I'm a die laughing.
Yeah, because let me tell you this too, Michael J. White. I love Michael J. White. Mm-hmm. I'm like infatuated. I love that man. Do you hear me? His body, you know, he works out, but he does martial art and he also does Tai Chi. So that's another thing. These men in the gym hitting that steel. You don't know if they're on steroids. The penis don't work no more. You know what I'm saying? They're not doing Tai Chi, no type of, you know, mental spirit things.
What Tai Chi do? Steel. Tai Chi make your penis erect?
Yeah, it's a spiritual, you know, it heals. After you working out,
you know, and
you all that, yeah. And Michael J. White, he does it all. Martial arts, all that. He does, you know, so if I had a man like that, then yeah, I'm going. But
his wife is super fit too, though. Like they're both like together, like crazy fit. Mother, the creator. What do you look at a glance? Is the man's smile? Is it his arms? Is it the legs? What do you glance at?
I've dated some ugly niggas, like some really ugly niggas.
Did you know they were ugly?
Yeah, I knew they was ugly.
Yes.
I thought I was attracted to their confidence, but then I realized you can fake that shit.
So it's not say, most people fake confidence.
You can fake the shit out of that. I am attracted to a man who loves himself, because if he loves himself, his standard is going to reflect that. And
absolutely.
He's going to reflect that in how he loves me. So,
but how do you know that at the outset? Like, how do you know that when you take a glance? Like, what's that thing?
I'm not one of those, like, I've never been like, ooh, damn. I've never been that person. So I think I am more sapiosexual aligned when it comes to who I connect with.
Wow, that's like super interesting to me to hear y'all say that, because I'm of the mindset that most of us have a list of things that we like, you know, and for whatever reason, like I tend to lean toward an athletic woman, darker complexion, and this is only after many years of looking at the people that I really liked.
Mm-hmm. No, my exes look like you could. I don't have a type. Mm-hmm. You'll be like him, and then him. Like they are all. I find love through my ears.
My exes, they all look suave, like mixed, you know. Mm-hmm. man, I'm when I.
How much this, ladies? How much do your geography play into who you think is attractive? I think men is definitely part, like guys from the Midwest, and we know, mother, you know Midwest guys, Sherelle, you know Midwest guys. Midwest guys, you don't have to be the most beautiful in the face, but you definitely need to have some sort of body. And you could have your daddy face 24 hours a day.
Are you saying that's what a Midwest guy prefer?
I say Midwest guys don't require a woman to be knocked down, beautiful in the face.
I think the standards are low in the Midwest. Oh, like with everything though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like
with everything. Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I agree.
When you go to Chicago versus being here, right? Don't it look like a time, like you went back in time a little bit?
Where you at? Where you at, mother?
I'm in Georgia now.
Okay.
I grew up in Kankakee.
Okay.
Right outside of Chicago.
I agree.
Like to me, California guys like pretty girls. Like you had to have a pretty face for them to even really tripping off of you. And then you know, South guys, you gotta be pretty with a fat ass.
All right.
Like, I don't know, is that true? Do you think that's true?
You don't have to be pretty with a fat ass. You just gotta have a fat ass.
You think? Like, I had a friend of mine years ago. She was a stripper in Vegas, and they didn't. She had was long hair. She was not voluptuous. She said, Rodney, I would never strip in Georgia. They want the girl to do too much. For a damn dollar.
Mm. I don't know if we can, anybody can speak on that? I don't even think I've been to a strip club in Georgia or.
Well, it's different now from when I was going, because back in the day when I was going, you could only go to Georgia and see the fat asses. Now you can see fat asses everywhere, just that Georgia had the real fat asses.
Georgia and Houston.
I got to hear you.
The fat asses you see in Chicago on the pole, those are not homegrown.
Down here, though. Like, I didn't have a car for about 6 months, and I had to walk in all these heels. My ass was nice.
Her booty too fat, she might be walking.
That's why I hike a lot because of that.
Yeah. You trying to get them glutes tight. All right, ladies, here goes. You guys are all like dynamic women. I'm glad to have you on the show today. Talk to me about this. How do you stay motivated? Like, what do you actively do to keep yourself engaged? I got a call the other morning, one of my buddies, he's like, Rodney, how do I stay motivated when people around me are being successful and I feel like I could be more successful? You know, how do you keep yourself going, Miss Sherelle?
Oh, you come to me first. I take a social media break. I have to. Because, man, if you're not grounded, you don't have a regular routine that you wake up to, you know, and, you know, keep you balanced and grounded. Social media F you up, especially when you see your peers surpass you, you know. So I have to take a social media break and get into me. And how I do that is I meditate 5 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
I make sure my bed is made up. Okay. I like my
buddy swears by it. He said, if you don't make your bed, your day is not right.
Yeah. And I believe it.
That's true.
I light my incense. I drink my hot water, lemon, and cayenne pepper. And I go work out, or I just make sure I'm connected to nature some type of way. You know, but that's how I start my day off. I like, if I'm in Chicago too long and I'm staying with family, I get instantly sick.
Mm.
I can't go somewhere. Why do you think that
is? Because you said Chicago is dark for you.
Yeah, it's low vibration energy for me, especially since I've been out here 4 years, and that may not be a long time, but I'm a nature person. I love the sun. I can appreciate what God has provided for us. And Chicago is so dark. It's so gloomy. You only get 3 months good weather and sun out of the year. You know, so if I go back, I think I started healing when I moved to L.A. So when I go back to Chicago and I'm around those same people that I went through poverty, unhealthy diets, relationships with friends and family, kids, I instantly can feel that because they're coping through it. So social media break, and I have to take a break from people.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I have to make sure that I have a list of people. I know this is the list of people that we can transfer energy back and forth, good energy. And this is the list that calls me and they pour into me and they suck the life up out of me. And now I got to rebuild like a gas station. People come and fill up off of you. When I'm feeling away, I shut that list off.
Oh, wow. How about that?
They can only text me. But this the list right here that I bond with and when I'm feeling away. Because granted, I'm out here. There's no family out here. My children live in Vegas, New Jersey, and Chicago.
Wow. Mother the Creator. You know, we've been friends for a few years now. I've watched you navigate life, and how do you keep yourself going, man? You seem to always have a smile and just beating life's ass.
One, my daddy says smile because it confused people.
Ooh.
It's the first, right? No matter what I'm going through, right? I'm a muster up the strength for this smile, right? The second, nature. I just went back home this past year. I wasn't there quite a year. And same, Ms. Sherelle, like it is very dark. It is very heavy there. You don't see the sun much. Right. And everybody that I'm around, I'm noticing they in the bed all day. When they not at work, they in the bed. That's depression. Wow. Is what that is. That's not living. And they don't even know that because they're resting because they tag because they working all the time. And this is what they think they're supposed to do. Nature, gardening. I'm mindful of what I feed myself. I don't eat just anything. Like I eat well. You know what I mean? Like you are what you eat. Right. And when you go to the Midwest, if you're eating out all the time, look around at what you eat. It's a whole lot of nothing. It's a lot of fried food. The quality of meat is poor. You know what I mean? So I fast when I need to fast. And I get off social media when I need to get off social media. If I find myself starting to not want to be present, because that's what it feels like when you don't want to be where you at. Wherever that is, you should always want to be where you at. And if you don't want to be where you at and you find your mind wandering, you know what I mean? That's what's happening. You need to disconnect from something and get grounded.
Wow, that's such great advice. Angel Gaines, let me ask you, because you are actually a motivational speaker. You actually do that, you know, as part of what you do. How do you motivate yourself as you prepare to motivate others?
So all I got to do is lean like this. Ta-da! I'm a vision board person. I am vision boards. I am gratitude journals because to me, vision boards keep you from comparing yourself to others, which is like the biggest assault you can do on your soul. And gratitude keeps me rooted and present in the 24 hours that I have and looking at the 24 hours ahead. So I feel like motivation is something that is fleeting. People think that once you go to a motivational seminar, it's going to last like 3 weeks. And I let people know motivation lasts 24 hours. So every day you have to fuel.
Wow.
Can I say something that's so true? Because I look at my vision board and I've seen that I've accomplished half of the things on my vision board. Also, that group of lists on this side, positive friends, we do a thing called the magic. So we'll take time and do the magic. It's a 21-day, even Jess Niche, she does it as well. It's a 21-day routine that you write down 10 things that you're grateful for every day, the moment you wake up. And then you do routines. You know, it has different tasks that you have to do. But that is so, when I tell you, you do it, if you're doing it alone, it's cool. But when you have a group of people, oh my God, it's a force. Mm-hmm. It's a force.
I've never heard it. I think that's dope. You call it the magic. It's creating a list of things you're grateful for every day.
Every day, and why you're grateful for it. Because the reason why I say I take a social media break as well, because not only do I look at my peers, like, you know, that can bother me if I'm in a funk place, surpassing me. I see other things like my love life. I'm single. So I would see things like you got these, you know, now they talking about bonus holes, vaginas.
What? Hold on, what's that?
They put on there to say that to make
all the trans people say, okay, the trans people say they call a vagina a bonus hole.
To make transgender,
I think vagina is the main wonderful space.
Rodney, we're under attack as females.
Babies come from bonus holes.
Now, I will say this. Sometimes you women are so liberal that y'all let these trans people say whatever they want to say. To me, you are not a woman unless you're a woman. And maybe that's wrong.
No, it's not. Respectfully speaking, like, you don't know what we have. We go through bearing child, menstrual cramps, all these things. And it's just like, really? It's so disrespectful to women. It's so, because we're designed this way. This is the divine order here. This shit right here is genetically modified.
Right. Wow. How about
this is,
that?
This is the divine order.
Not the GMO.
This is the divine order right here. We have the divine order going on right here, okay? And then this is what we have to deal with.
Hey, y'all, it's Roddy Prayer. You're tuning in to Roddy Prayer Live. My friend's here today, Miss Sherelle, mother of the creator, the Angel Gaines in the building. We cover so much today, guys. I can't thank y'all enough for coming on. Motivation, we're currently on motivation. The magic is dope, Sherelle. Like, and I think you have to put yourself in a perpetual state of thankful and gratefulness. Like, I think God requires you to go, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the things. Even if it's just not a great thing, every great journey starts with a single step.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful, because you're right. You're doing this for 21 days and you find yourself being grateful for things that you have never said, God, thank you for. You know, God, thank you for my nails. Thank you for my sight. Thank you for this, you know, sun. Thank you for me having hot water. It's just like you have to make sure you're thankful and grateful for everything that has been provided to you by God, you know, and the ancestors. So, I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Because the more you complain about things, you give those things energy. So indeed, you want to give, if you're going to, you want to take that energy and put it into being grateful, then complaining about things, because, you know, whatever the mind can believe, it shall achieve. If you always nagging and fussing and complaining about all the things you don't want in life, you're going to get more.
It's like Mama said, that could be your manifestation of your angst too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so wow. I practice.
Angel Gaines, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sherelle.
I really practice that, you know, and I do it with a group of people. And when I'm telling you, you should try it, Rodney, because, and another thing, what I do, if I'm feeling like weird, I will get in a shower, and I'll turn it on and connect with some cold water, just to set myself, my mental. And I will meditate in the shower, because we're 70-80% of water anyway. So that's right. The best time for me to meditate, because you have to wash your
Why
ass.
Why do it have to be cold water?
Oh, the cold water resets you.
It's best to have to be a part of that shit.
What'd you say, mother?
It's best to take cold showers for yourself.
Really?
Yeah. Like, your last few moments in the shower should be cold. Take your shower in here and switch it to cold before you get out.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, and you have, and it hydrates. And you know what? And what else? it like hot water, you know, like they say, like it dehydrates you or something like that. It soaks, it makes your skin dry. Cold water is the opposite. So if you notice, if you let the cold water just run down on your face, you actually have a glow when you get out the shower.
I don't know about that. I believe you're making that up, Ms. Sherelle. I really believe you're making this whole thing up.
You know, you ever try cryotherapy? Cryotherapy?
I don't know about cry. I know what cryotherapy is, but I've never done it.
Man, it's a wonderful thing.
They do say it's healing to the body. Angel Gaines, she's an educator. She's also a fabulous comedian. She's a motivator. She does so many things really well. Angel, how do we stay in touch?
Oh, just find me, my website, www.angelgaines.com, or hit me up on Instagram at TheAngelGaines.
And you're hot right now. You got about 50 commercials going. You got your car stole. You doing your thing.
Yes.
The vision board. Wow, I love it. Hey, Miss Sherelle, you're everywhere. You're the toast of Hollywood right now. How do people stay in touch?
Man, as always, you can find me on Instagram. I post daily, at least I try, of shows, upcoming shows and events. I do have a show on August the 26th. And at the Harold Washington Culture Center in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Started Rip Michaels, Barry Brewer, and a couple of other Chicago comics. For more information, that's on eventbrite.com. You know, I'm a regular on the Quake Show on LOL Network. You can catch me on there on the 19th. And also Raw Radio Power 92 each and every Sunday night, 7 to 10 p.m. I'm still affiliated with that. And if you guys are looking for commercials to promote your business, you need artists to have their music drop, man, I'm the person to hit up. So you want to go to my Instagram, MZ_Sherelle1. Again, MZ_Sherelle1. And check
and that's Sherelle with one
off. Just follow me on all social media, please.
Mother the creator, I'm such a fan of yours. I think you're a superstar, and it's just a matter of time before the world knows. I want to ask you this before I let you go. We as comedians, we deal with, you know, the social media aspect of the world. There's a group of social media comedians. Are there social media poets?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are they forcing you to lean into that space?
A little bit.
Are you a poet?
I am. I'm a spoken word artist.
She's a world-renowned super poet.
Okay.
I do my thing.
Yes, I love it.
It is. And then I'm so conflicted by it because live is different from video. Words is words. Bars is bars. You know what I mean? But there is an energy that is unmatched when you are in a personal situation. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I enjoy the energy of that.
Got it. You mind sharing a piece with us before you go?
Not at all. I got some quick stuff. You ready?
Born ready.
All right. My blessing is a gift and a curse. God gave me this tongue with it, the power of verse. Now some spit that comes out, I'm sure is man-made. However, some is anointed, so you just might crave. But don't compare yourself to me. Prepare yourself to be the next best thing when my cipher is complete. Some seasons repeat, some systems defeat. Governmental religion is on the creep. So eyes on the prize, little black boys and girls. See, what you can't see now is that God gave you the world. But don't judge a book by its cover. Intimidation kept a lot of people from reading the Bible anyway. Soon you will learn to recognize those undercover lovers. In due time, just open your mind. Respect his grind. You never know what's in those eyes. See, what he's seen could haunt your dreams. Karma is now 360 degrees and in full bloom and ready to knock you down harder than a big bitch named Katrina. And don't look for FEMA. Now the team you thought you had turned out to be a fad. Ain't that some shit? Now meditate on this. If you ain't growing and you ain't showing no signs of change, then you are not allowed to blame nor complain nor throw dirt on any names. It's not that I'm insane or you're too plain. I'm still the same. I just continue to evolve. Eat my bread, feed my head. And if you didn't feel it, you might want to check your pulse. You might be dead.
She's easy to find. She's at Mava the Creator on all social media. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Mava, you giving me sister wives. So if this relationship thing don't work out, baby. Okay.
Listen,
that energy is giving me sister wives. Do you hear me?
I've been thinking about going that route. Don't play with
really?
Me. Really?
I'm like, did Bishop Rail just hit on you? What happened? What just happened? Hey, y'all. A tremendous show today. I can't thank y'all enough. You guys are going to see this on Friday tomorrow. I'll be traveling, and Mova the Creator is very dope. Miss Sherelle and the Angel Gangs. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being my friends, man. I love you guys. Much love, much respect. And that's our show for today. Till next time.
Thank you.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
What?